times, and I want us to do it with understanding. If you say God is your obsession, a person who is obsessed with something, nothing else will matter to you than that object of an obsession, or whatever it is that you're obsessed with. So I want you to mean it from your heart. If it's not your what you mean, you don't have to say it. It would be deception to say what you don't mean. But if you really mean it from your heart, can you say it again?
You are my obsession. You are my heart. You are my obsession. You are my obsession.
Faithful Father, we thank you tonight because you are awesome, you're faithful, you're merciful. Be magnified, Lord, in the name of Jesus. 2 Kings chapter 4, we're going to pray tonight. We're going to pray tonight. By the grace of God tonight, we're going to hit very fast on two sessions. After the prayer, I'll share a little bit with Austin. The man of God is already around, and he will also be having a good time with us tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to Jesus. Okay. 2 Kings chapter 4 from verse 8 to 36. 2 Kings chapter 4. We're going to read from verse 8. 2 Kings chapter 4. Second Kings chapter 4 from verse 8. Are we ready? Okay. Let me just give a background. This is the story of the Shunammite woman. Yesterday when I was teaching, I said a little bit about it. But let's put it on, because we're praying about, today is our glorious day of putting an end to abortion of testimonies. Yes, tonight we're going to put an end to anything that is trying to abort your testimonies. Anything that is determined to ensure that you will not testify, we are putting an end to all of them tonight in the name of Jesus. A lot of testimonies loading. One of the things about testimonies is that some testimonies build, and as they are building, the Bible says the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. You understand that? So the assignment of the devil is to steal. So what we're going to do today is that we're going to stop the thief. We're going to ensure that we stop him from aborting or trying to steal anybody's testimony. And after this encounter, I'm sure that every testimony that is hanging, every testimony that delayed, every testimony that has been held back, in the name of Jesus, everything will be delivered. Amen. I didn't hear you say a loud amen.
Amen.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Amen.
Shalom in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, the peace of God will come upon everything. It's a long reading, I don't know, but I think we should just do it a little bit fast. If we need to jump, we're going to jump some places. Can you see it? Let's do it. One, two, go. Now, it happened one day that Elisha went to Shunem, where there was a notable woman, and she persuaded him to eat some food. So it was, as often as he passed by, he would turn in there to eat some food. And she said, "Look now, I know that this is a holy man of God who passes by us regularly. Please, let us make a small upper room on the wall and let us put a bed for him." Wow. In other words, they had to build the upstairs because of the prophet. You know, those days they call upstairs what? Upper room. Yes, the disciples of Jesus had upstairs, like upper room. That's where they stay. That's what they call it. So because of the prophet, they had to build a house. That's serious. Amen. Okay, let's advance. Where are we now? Okay, and let us put what? A bed for him there to rest, and a table for revelation, and a chair for comfort, and a lamp for sight. So it will be, whenever he comes to us, he can turn in there. And it happened one day that he came there, and he turned into the upper room and lay down there. Go ahead. Then he said to Gehazi, his servant, call this Shunammite woman. When she stood before him, and he said to her, say now to her, look, you have been concerned for us with all this care. What can I do for you? You know, I told you the power of sacrifice and seeds, you know, and he just said, what can I do for you? Like, you know, she didn't request. There are certain sacrifices. You don't need to make a request. You don't need to make a request. As soon as the sacrifice is done, the heavens over your life breaks open. The next thing you get from heaven is a blank check. What do you want me to do for you? So the prophet here is standing in the place of God, like the same thing that happened to Solomon, isn't it? He's asking the same question. So let's go ahead now. So because the prophet is a prominent person, this woman is also a very prominent person, very popular person. So he said, do you want me to do what? Speak on your behalf to the king or to the commander of the army. She answered, I dwell among my own people. So he said, what then is to be done for her? And Gehazi answered, actually, she has no son and her husband is old. So he said, call her. When he had called her, she stood in the doorway. Then he said, about this time next year, you shall embrace a very specific. He didn't say you shall embrace a child. About this time next year, you shall embrace what? A son. Go ahead now. No, my Lord, man of God, do not lie to your maid servant. But the woman conceived and bore a son when the appointed time had come, of which Elisha had told her. And the child grew. Now it happened one day that he went out to his father, to the reapers. And he said to his father, my head, my head. So he said to his servant, carry him to his mother. When he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then died. The testimony was what? Aborted. The testimony long awaited. And she already told the prophet, don't promise me. I don't even need a child. I'll be fine. I've given you what you need, man of God. Just be very good. Enjoy yourself. I'll be fine. I don't want anything that will mess up, you know, my emotions at this stage of my life. But the man of God said, no. You have done so much. Your sacrifice has hit a threshold in heaven. And there needs to be a delivery of something into your life. And it will be that thing that is exactly lacking. And at this point, that thing was delivered. Then the devil came. The thief comes to do what? Steal. To kill. You know how shameful it will be when everybody hears that, oh, that guy that the prophet prayed, that woman the prophet prayed for, and she had a child. Now the child is dead. And again, they will say, oh, maybe it's false prophets. You know, these prophets say, when they say it does not work, all these men of God, they are fake. Glory to God. So let's go ahead and read. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God, shut the door upon him, and went out. Go ahead. Then she called to her husband and said, please send me one of the young men and one of the donkeys that I may run to the man of God and come back. Why are you going to him today? It is neither the new moon nor the Sabbath. And he said, it is well. Those who observe lying vanities shall forsake their mercy. So she did not observe the death of that child. In her mind, her testimony can never be aborted. Even though the child was dead, she put the child on top of the bed and left that place. She said to herself, never. It cannot be heard that something I have labored. I've given the man of God platform. I've built a house. I've made my sacrifice. My testimony cannot be aborted. Now, you know why I'm emphasizing this? Even though some of this part are not the major crux of our prayer tonight, I'm doing it because after 20 days of glory, I'm beginning to wrap up my own part of the teachings to prepare your hearts for the seasons after 20 days of glory. Because after some of the things that you have received, you received your healing, you got a new job, something happened, and all of a sudden the devil is coming to abort. You will say, never.
My testimony cannot be aborted. I don't observe lying vanities. I don't observe the symptoms. I don't observe what the devil is saying. All I know is that I felt the healing. I sensed it. I received it. And I still have it. You can't steal it from me. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Then she did what? She saddled the donkey and said to her servant, drive and go forward. Do not slacken the pace for me unless I tell you. Go ahead now. Let's be fast. And so she departed and went to the man of God at Mount Carmel. So it was when the man of God saw her afar off that he said to his servant Gehazi, look, the Shunammite woman. Please run now to meet her and say to her, is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with the child? And she answered what? It is well. Do not observe lying vanities. Don't make a confession for the devil to hear that he truly has it. Announce to God and let the heavens and the angels and all force of nature hear that you have never lost what God has given to you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So when they ask her, is all well? What did she say? All is well. Let's go ahead now. Now when she came to the man of God at the hill, she caught him by the feet, but Gehazi came near to push her away. But the man of God said, let her alone, for her soul is in deep distress, and the Lord has hidden it from me and has not told me. Go ahead now. So she said, did I ask a son of my Lord? Did I not say, do not deceive me? Then he said to Gehazi, get yourself ready and take my staff in your hand and be on your way. If you meet anyone, do not greet them. And if anyone greets you, do not answer him. But lay my staff on the face of the child. And the mother of the child said, as the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you. So here. Can you see this woman now? Gehazi had gone ahead. And the man of God said, okay, my servant has gone. The ordinary thing should have done for you. She said, never. Never. This testimony, we will see it together. We must see this thing happen. I remember Benson Dawuza sharing the testimony one time about a woman, you know, whose child had a challenge. And when they came to him, and by force, he said himself, his faith did not carry healing that child because of the condition. But the woman got so serious, carried his hand and put on the child. And the child woke up. He said even him felt like, the doctors already liaised with him and said, this child is dead, everything is gone and all that. So he was trying to encourage the woman, madam, you see, the woman said, no, don't tell me that story. Stubborn faith. She carried the hand of the man of God while he was still trying to negotiate and say, okay, ambulance or something. Put hand on the child and the child will go. Sometimes it is not how powerful the man of God is. It is how stretched your faith is. Jesus said to many people, he said, if thou can have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, be moved. The woman of the issue of blood did not have any. Jesus did not prepare for her. He didn't even know she touched him. She came with her faith and she drew from Jesus. Tonight, somebody is drawing from Jesus. I didn't hear you say a louder amen. Amen. Let's go ahead fast. Now Gehazi went on ahead of them and laid the staff on the face of the child, but there was neither voice nor hearing. Therefore he went back to meet him and told him, saying, the child has not woken. Remember, the woman is still coming along with the prophet as they were going. When Elijah came into the house, there was a child laying dead on where? He went in therefore, shut the door behind two of them and did what? Pray. Somebody say pray. Somebody say pray. We have our answer. Do what? Pray. Prayer is the answer. And that's the reason why we are praying this evening. That's the reason why we have been praying. That's the reason we'll continue to pray. That's why even when the devil is trying to do all manner of things, we'll tell him we will not stop praying. They say, at 20 days, you're still going. Day 40, yeah, you're going day 40. What are you going there to do? I'm going. God is working something in my life. My prayer is working. Tell your neighbor it's working. You will see my testimony. Let's do it fast. In 4 more verses. Want to go? And he went up and lay on the child and put his mouth on his mouth, his face, his hand on his hand, and he stretched him out on the child. And the flesh of the child became warm. And he returned and walked back and forth in the house. You know, that was when he did that the first time. The child did not wake up, but the flesh was warm. Can you see that some of your testimonies, they are warming up? It's warming up. Something is going to happen in your life. Amen. Something is going to shift in your career. Amen. Something is going to shift in the whole of your destiny. In the name of Jesus. he returned and walked back and forth in the house and again went up and stretched himself out on him. Then the child sneezed. How many times? 7 times. And the child opened his eyes. And he called Gehazi and said, call this Shunammite woman. So he called her. And when he came in to him, he said, pick your testimony. Take your testimony. For your testimony cannot be what? Aborted. So she went in, fell at his feet and bowed the ground. Then she picked up her son and went out. And Elijah returned to Gilgal, blah, 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 and every other thing there. Are we here together, church? Are we here together, church? Listen to me. The lesson you must learn is that if she did not insist, her child would have died like that. Every time the devil tries to put out your light, every time the devil tries to frustrate your testimony, you are already praying in 20 glory and you got an application. And all of a sudden, when you got there, because you did not get that particular one, the devil say, you see, the testimony says it's a lie. You tell him it's a lie. Another one is coming. My testimony cannot be aborted. Never ever agree. Don't take no for an answer. Insist that what God has said you have it. When the prophetic word came up over your life and the things that have been prophesied here, you receive things. Everything you receive, listen to me, don't let the devil take it away from you. You have to be stubborn about it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Check people who received their testimonies in the Bible. They were stubborn. The heroes of faith, they refused to agree. They refused to let the devil mess up everything God has given them. Glory to Jesus. So we're going to be praying heavy this evening. I want you to make sure you open up your heart. You have labored. You have served God. You have prayed 20 days of glory. Many things and all that. And all of a sudden, it's as if your testimony wants to be aborted. Lift up your hand wherever you are. We're going to pray tonight. We're going to pray passionately from the bottom of our heart. Are you prepared for prayer? Have you positioned yourself for this kind of prayer? Yes, you're going to declare, say, my testimony.
My testimony.
I can hear you. It doesn't show preparation.
My testimony.
In these 20 days of glory.
In these 20 days.
Will never be aborted. In the name of Jesus. In these 20 days of glory, my testimony will never be aborted. Go ahead and declare, let heavens hear. Rapatana managabayagaba shata. Elieko sobregete lebo shanande. Eliako sobrete brete. Erabatatatatatataya. Shanata rabatala baregete lebo shate. Ezantelia bredina moshate. Elakrosusu bregete lebo shata. I can hear you pray, child of God. I want you to mean it from your heart. Let me hear you pray. Let me hear you pray. My testimony cannot be aborted. Make that declaration boldly. My healing cannot be taken. My opportunity cannot be stolen. My testimony cannot be aborted. My child cannot be taken. I still have it. I don't care what the devil has done. Go ahead and pray one more minute.
I'm reaping the harvest God promised me. Take back what the devil stole from me, and I rejoice.
Go ahead and pray. You just go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Declare. Let the heavens hear your voice. My testimony can never be aborted. My testimony will never be aborted. Shaba raba da 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 da. 30 seconds, pray, child of God. Shana da raba da la barrega de leva. Elieko sobrega de 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 de. Shana da 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 da. Elaba raba da 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 da. Rasaga da la bosho de la brada yeva. Elieko sobrega de 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 de. Mighty name we have prayed.
Lift up your voice. Say, every attempt by Satan to abort my testimony, I dislodge it. I scatter the plans of Satan in the name of Jesus. Every attempt by Satan, forces of darkness, power of hell, any situation or circumstance to abort my testimony, today in the name of Jesus, I scatter. I dislodge in the name of Jesus. My testimony is established. My testimony is established. My testimony is established. Child of God, are you praying? The fervent and effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The fervent and effectual prayer. Let your prayer be heartfelt. Let your prayer be heartfelt. Let your prayer be heartfelt. My testimony can never be aborted. My testimony can never be aborted. My testimony can never be aborted. Shana da 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 The Shunammite woman insisted. She insisted her testimony would never be aborted. Child of God, insist tonight. Insist on what is yours. That ambition cannot be cancelled. That platform cannot be shut down. Raise your two hands to heaven. Today I stand as God's servant and I prophesy every gimmicks of hell, every shenanigan from the pit of hell, every gerrymanderings of Satan, devices of hell to abort your testimony, to silence your joy, I declare right now they are scattered in the name of Jesus. Your testimony is established in the name of Jesus. Your joy is full in the name of Jesus. No matter how far the devil thinks he has done it, I declare today, restoration in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear you. I said restoration in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and nothing dies in my hand. Oh, I can hear you. Nothing dies in my hand. My business will never die. My job will never die. My career will never die. My health will not die. My family will not die. My CGPA will not die. My seed will not die. Nothing dies in my hand. Shout it, nothing dies in my hand. Apostle Paul speaking, he said, I know him whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he's able to keep everything I commit into his hands. I declare your testimonies, they are committed to the hand of the Father, and no thief can steal it in the name of Jesus. Nothing good dies in your hand. I didn't hear you. I said nothing good dies in your hand. Nothing good dies in your hand. In the name of Jesus, your career will not die. Business will not die. Finances will not die. Your health will prosper. Your CGPA will not go down. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Destiny opportunities will not escape you. Opportunities for greatness will not slip out of your hand. Every error and mistake you made that made you lose something important and vital, by the mercy of God, I declare they are restored. They are restored. In the name of Jesus. Can you shout it is well with me? When they asked the woman what happened, she said it is well. Even the husband didn't understand. Just let me go. All is well. Well. They met people on the road. They said, madam, why are you rushing to like this? She told them, she said, saddle the donkey, ride like you are flying, except if I tell you to hold on. Just keep moving. Moving with that kind of speed, people would have wondered, is she mad? What's okay? What's happening with her? But she knew that this is the thief coming to steal. Listen, if he was destined for that child to die at that time, no matter the prayer of Elijah, he will not wake up. In other words, the same thing happened to Lazarus. It was not time for him to die.
it was sudden, the abortion of destinies, abortion of testimonies, abortion of opportunities. Mandiana kuskabrandalabayadash. Mentehide ruskabredelaba. By the mercy of God Almighty, I declare nothing good will die in your hand. In the name of Jesus. Things that you lost, they'll be restored. Supernaturally, they will come back to you. Amen. Bigger and better, they will come back to you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
By the time you trace the history of this child, you'll be shocked at what this child became eventually. Anytime the devil wants to abort something, it's because he knows how important, how powerful that thing is. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So never allow Satan. Tell your neighbor, never allow Satan. Nothing dies in my hand. Walk up to 5-10 people, tell them nothing dies in my hand. My testimony is with me. Nothing dies in my hand. My testimony is with me. Go ahead and tell them. Go ahead and tell them. Nothing dies in my hand. My testimony is with me. Are you done? That's so fast. That's so fast. Can you look like... Are you sure you did it? You did only three. Let the heavens hear. Let the earth hear. Give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah. This is 20 days of glory. Day what? Day what? Is the number of double perfection, and I prophesy God is perfecting these things again and again in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Sit up in heavenly places. Hallelujah! Glory to God, glory to Jesus. Let's take a sharp dose before the servant of God comes in tonight. Let's take a sharp dose. Are you ready? Yes, maybe for 2 days or thereabout. I'm going to be stretching this teaching. I'm going to do about 15 minutes before he comes up. I think I have about 15 or 17 minutes just before he comes up. So just pay attention. Are we here together? Now, 20 days of glory. This is day 14. And obviously, everything that has a beginning has what? An end. But the realities and the testimonies will never do what? End. That's it. And in order to establish some of the things that you have started receiving and the things that you are yet to receive in 20 days of glory, like I told you, I will intentionally position myself so that I can teach and ensure that I stabilize. Whenever Jesus wanted people to get understanding of the things and be able to hold their miracles and their blessings or steer their faith up so that they can do better, he starts teaching. Are we here together? Yes. And because I have learned that teaching helps to cure unbelief. Teaching helps to establish the believers. Teaching helps to ensure that whatever you have received, you don't lose it. That's why we believe so much in the power of teaching. Amen. Yes. Inasmuch as we see the move of God, the power of God and everything, we're going to see much more in the meeting, but we will not stop teaching. The Bible says, Paul speaking, he said, I went up by revelation. And the entrance of his word giveth what? Light. And it gives light and understanding to what kind of people? The simple. That person who says, God, I am ready. And as you're ready tonight, God is giving light in your heart. I didn't hear you say loud amen to that. I'm going to be speaking on the subject, hindrances to open heavens and how to combat them. The hindrances to open heavens and how to combat them. So I'm going to talk a little bit tonight. And when the servant of God comes, he will pick up whatever God has laid in his heart. You know, then I will just continue from where I stop at other times. Now, when I'm talking about open heavens, what am I talking about? Listen to me. There are certain people who operate under a closed heaven. In other words, it means that the things around them, there's nothing happening really around them. Every time you look at such kind of people, you see that it is as if it's what we call, the Bible calls it heaven of brass. In other words, rain cannot drop. They are not getting anything really happening. The things around their life, everything is just shallow, it's tight, it's hard. And there are common signs that a person is experiencing closed heavens. And one of the signs is lack of opportunities. When people are not open to opportunities, other people see opportunities and platforms to rise, to get better. Things happen in their lives, but this person is just there. It's a sign of what? Closed heaven. Tell your neighbor, say it's a sign of closed heaven. Exactly. Number two is financial hardship. Financial hardship. When the man of God got there, the prophet of God, Elijah, he told them, the day he told them that the heavens will open, he said heaven will open and it will rain down wheat, meal, food, everything will rain. One of the servants said, I don't believe it. It will never happen. Even if God opens the windows of heaven, it will not. In other words, if the windows of heaven opens, then the ability for that thing to happen will be a reality. So he said it will never happen. And the Bible says to his greatest surprise, exactly as the man of God prophesied, the heavens opened. And when the heavens opened, what happened? It rained down food that day. When he was rushing to go and pack, they marched on him and he died. Why? He did not believe. He did not believe. Am I communicating tonight? So, financial hardship is a sign that a person's heaven is closed. The Bible says in the book of Malachi, he said, prove me herewith if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you a blessing. In other words, when a person is not experiencing the manifestations of the blessing, it means that the windows of heaven, the doors of heaven, they are shut over the life of that person. Am I communicating tonight? Number three, lack of favor, inability to access help and support. The man at the gate at Bethesda, he knelt down that day and he said, I have no man to help me. I do not have anybody to help me when the water is stirred. The heavens over his life is what? Shut. When you see people that are experiencing open heaven, help comes, assistance comes. People come to lift you from where you are. People come to ask, how can I help you? How do I get you out of where you are? It's a sign that the heavens over your life, they are what? Open. I prophesy in the name of Jesus, every person that has been operating on that closed heaven of any sort, in this season of 20 days of glory, the heavens over your life, they are beginning to open. I didn't hear you say amen louder. I said the heavens over your life will break open. In the name of Jesus. Lack of insight, revelation, creativity, idea. Why do these people go to all those, I shared with you on Sunday, ancient temples and shrines? They want to go and see things. They want to go and hear things. They want to get revelation. But have you forgotten? The Bible says in the book of Habakkuk, he said, I will stand upon my watch. I will wait to hear what he will say unto me. And when he came, he said, write the vision, make it plain. In other words, when the heavens are open over you, you will see vision for the future. You know where you're going with your life. You're able to say, this is where my life is heading towards. You're not going to be saying, I'm confused. I'm not sure where I'm going to. I don't even know what to do. In fact, I don't know what the next day will look like. That's a negative confession. That's a sign that a person's heaven is short. Lack of insight, lack of revelation, lack of vision. It is vision that guarantees progress. Are you hearing what I'm saying? For where there is no vision, the people do what? Perish. And when the heavens over a person's life is short, they will not see visions. Have you forgotten Jesus in the Bible? In Matthew chapter 3, the Bible says when Jesus was baptized, as he was being baptized, the heavens over Jesus did what? He opened. And Jesus did what? He saw. Whenever the heavens open, you will hear. Whenever the heavens open, you will see. Whenever the heavens open, you will hear the voice accrediting. You know, you need to know what happened to Jesus that day. As soon as the heavens opened, the Bible says he heard a voice from heaven announcing to everybody that this is the new product in the market. Start buying into Jesus. Everybody in town, they had no option but to buy into what Jesus was saying. Why? The voice of heaven approved him before many people. It was the day of his baptism. And the Bible says Jesus praying. I love that. I love that. I love that. The Bible says as Jesus was going to be baptized, he didn't just stay. He started what? Praying. As he was praying, all of a sudden the heavens opened. When the heavens opened, he saw a dove. Are you here with me right now? And when the Spirit of God ladder coming in a bodily form like a dove, he saw it. The next thing the Bible says, he heard a voice saying, this is my beloved son. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? And the next thing that happens after that, after he saw, he heard, and the voice did not just speak nonsense. The voice commended him and told people to start listening to this one. In these 20 days of glory, I prophesy in the name of Jesus. The heavens over your life and your destiny, it's opening in the name of Jesus. I say the heavens open in the name of Jesus. I declare that the heavens open in the name of Jesus. Wisdom to function is a sign that your heaven is open, where you have the ability to constructively solve problems. See, people don't get wisdom just from anywhere. No. He said, I was with him from the beginning. We created the heavens and the earth together. In other words, wisdom is a function of something that is delivered from heaven. It's a reality of heaven. When the heavens over your life open, wisdom becomes accessible. When a person is bankrupt of wisdom, when a person is bankrupt of right judgment, when a person is bankrupt of how to run things, it's a sign that the heavens over the person's life is yet short. I don't know what to do. I'm confused. I'm frustrated. That is a sign that the heavens are short. Because when the heavens are open, you will hear a voice saying, this is the way, walk in it. Is anyone getting what I'm sharing today? Marital closed doors. Nobody is ever interested in the person. Or ripe, not even just ripe, overripe. And nobody's interested. It means that they cannot see. You are not visible. When the heavens over your life open, you become visible. Why? The heavens will open and make you a point of reference. It will make you a point. It will put a pointer on you, a spotlight. And nobody can say they cannot see you. No how. When your marital heaven opens, a lot of things happen. Your marriage will work. Those who are not married will find marriage. It's everything about the full package of marriage begins to work in your life. When the marital heavens over your life open up. A sign that a person's heaven is really, really love is hardship. Hardship. When somebody is going through hardship, you work a lot but get little results. It's a sign that the heavens are what? Short. I won't go ahead and give you many more signs. There are so many signs everywhere, here and there. But I have two things I want to share with you on how to unlock the heavens. There are about 7 of them. But for today, I'm going to start to share about 2 so that when the man of God comes, he'll pick up, then we'll just continue. Number one that can help you open the heavens over your life is prayer. Somebody say prayer. Prayerlessness is the reason why many people experience the heavens of brass after 20 days of glory. Now, 20 days of glory has kept you in the place of prayer. You are fasting for 40 days, some of you 20 days. And as a result of the fasting and prayers, you are compelled to pray. If you're not even praying personally, you have to come to church and we have to pray. As a result of that, things are happening in your life and things are beginning to show up gradually in the realm of the spirit. But after 20 days of glory, would you still be praying? The Bible says Jesus, as he was going to be baptized, he was what? Praying. He was going to be baptized. And here's Jesus, the man who's supposed to go to baptize, and he started praying. Are we here together? Can you celebrate God's servant in the house? God bless you. Thank you. Glory to Jesus. So Jesus was praying. Luke chapter 3 verse 21, while he was praying, it's at the spot where Jesus started praying, the heavens over his life did what? He opened up. The sign that a person's heaven, one of the reasons why people have their heavens shut and nothing is happening, they cannot access creativity, they cannot access ideas, they cannot access resources, they cannot access vision, they cannot access insight, they do not know where to go and what to do, is a sign that their heavens are closed. And why? Prayerlessness. When you begin to pray, you see revelations. When you begin to pray, you hear a voice. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? So for your heavens to break open, you must be in the place of prayer. Jesus had to pray. He prayed constantly to the extent that the day of his baptism, while probably other people were chewing gum around and they were just saying, okay, we're just going to enter water. Let's go there. Jesus did not do like that. The Bible says Jesus was still praying. About to be baptized, he was there praying. He was there praying because he knew that something significant must happen. Every other person entered the water, their heaven did not open. As Jesus was praying, the Bible says, being baptized and praying, as he entered, the heavens opened. After these 20 days of glory, every one of you begin to experience the results and the benefits of open heavens. I didn't hear you say louder amen to that. Prayerlessness shuts your heavens. Because there will be no connection with the Father. And where there is no communication, there will be no access. And where there is no access is a sign that fellowship is disrupted. When fellowship is disrupted and you cannot hear from your Father, who do you hear from? You'll be hearing from Satan. You'll be hearing from the devil. You'll be hearing from society. You'll be hearing from the news. You'll be hearing all manner of things. And I can guarantee you that everything you hear outside there, they are pure noise. His voice is the only one that guarantees direction for your life. Is anyone getting what I'm sharing tonight? Everything outside there, most of the things you hear outside there, they are embodiments of noise to distract you, to put you out of the way. But prayer helps you find your place. Bible says at different times in the night, Jesus will pray. Sometimes in the daytime. Sometimes when everything is getting clumsy, he will separate himself from the people so that he can have access to the things. Listen to me. The secret things of God belongs to those that fear him. And to access some of these secret things, you must learn how to be in the place of what? Prayer. I learned it. That there's no way you cannot go beyond it. You cannot, there's nothing in your life. The highest levels of your life, the more you pray, the more you ascend. The more you pray, the more you ascend. The more you pray, the more you ascend. And as you are ascending, what people at the base cannot see, you start seeing it. A time will come in your life, those at the base will be wondering, how are you getting these things? How are you seeing these things? And you'll be looking at them. Listen, the reason is because those who live in skyscrapers, they cannot have the same vision with those living on the floor. Those who live on the floor, they have limited vision. Can I prophesy to somebody, as you break forth into a season of prayer, even from now in this 20 day of glory and after, the heavens over your life begins to open for creativity, begins to open for resources, begins to open for ideas, begins to open for vision. Your purpose becomes clearer in the name of Jesus. One of the best ways to assess God's purpose for your life is prayer. Prayer. When you stay in the place of prayer, you can hear God say, this is why I created you. You cannot stay with the creator. Stay with him long enough and he will not tell you the essence of creating you. How? The reason many people are where they are is because they have refused to pray. Laziness. Sometimes the devil will do everything he can to stop you from praying. The devil is afraid of your prayer. You know why? The Bible says in the book of James that the fervent and effectual prayer of a righteous man, it makes necessary power available. Listen, there's a power that is needed to drive your destiny. There's a power that is needed to drive your career. There's a power that is needed to help you launch into a new dimension of your life. If you don't stay in the place of betting, the altar of prayer, nothing will happen. So don't let any devil anywhere try to stop you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Sometimes it is you praying alone. Sometimes you discover that what you are carrying cannot be delivered alone. You look for destiny midwives. The Bible says Paul, Daniel, he went back when they told him about the revelation and somebody needed to see it. Daniel went back to his own company and Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego and Daniel, they engaged the immortals that night. And the secret things in the heart of the king. Are you kidding me? A man saw a revelation and said he doesn't want the answer alone. He explained the revelation and tell me the answer. And he didn't tell anybody. And guess what? Nobody knows the heart of any person. The Bible says it's only the Spirit of God that can search through. And the Spirit of God searched through that night. I believe these guys were engaging God. And after they had engaged God, they probably went back to sleep. And God said, sons, wake up. And Daniel woke up and God said, this is the exact dream. And this is the revelation. I believe that the king would have wondered, what kind of man is this? At the end of the day, he called him. He changed his name and he said, from today, your name is the man in whom the gods, the spirit of the gods live. A man of prayer is like a god. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You know why? Listen, when the gods speak, it will take the oracle to hear. The Bible says, if any of us must speak, we must speak as the oracles of God. And the only way I can get the things of God is to stay with him in the place of what? Prayer. Tell your neighbor, I'll pray. Oh, you didn't say that. Can you tell your neighbor, I'll pray? Prayer is your communication link. Prayer is your key to access undeniable things. Access the secret things in the throne of God. Jesus said, men, always. Somebody say, men, always. Oh, you know by now we're going to touch that one. If we don't touch it, the service will not end. You know that now. Men do what? Always. Or to do what? Pray. And not to do what? Think. You know why he said that? One day he told his disciples the secret. He looked at them. He saw that every time, this Peter, I've been seeing you secretly. You lie a lot, Peter. You lie a lot. Human power exaggeration, Paul. You know, every time Peter would be exaggerating many things. And it was not new that Peter was the person that would deny Jesus. It was part of the errors in Peter's character. He was unstable. Look at his name, unstable. So Peter lies a lot. Say, Pastor, I told you already. You can see it in the Bible. It's there. Jesus looked and said, if you are going to walk with me, you will not be like this. I will have to change your name. And after Jesus changed the name of Peter, he kept on warning him consciously and saying, Peter, calm down. The bird flew. You said the bird somersault. How did the bird somersault? He said, Master, you understand now? What I'm trying to say is that the bird flew and there was a movement. I said, okay, I've heard. So that day, Jesus looked at them. He gathered them to pray. And while they were there, again, Peter was sleeping. The three others, they were just sleeping. Peter, James, and John. And when Jesus came back from the place of prayer, guess what he said to them? Very clear, to show you one of the things that prayer will do for you. He said, watch and pray, lest you fall into what? Temptation. The reason you are always on somebody's bed is because you are not kneeling down on your own bed. If you are kneeling on your own bed, how will you be on their own bed? Are you getting what I'm saying now? You have stayed too much. You know, you need to understand that you cannot be here and there at the same time. Are you hearing what I'm saying? As they did that thing, Jesus left them the first time. He went back to pray again. By the time he came back, he saw these guys. They were still snoring. And guess what? He knows that a person who snores at night will fall in the day. So he looked and he said, ah, guys, watch and pray. What will happen if you don't want to pray? Watch and pray. You'll fall into temptation. He said, I know that your spirit is willing, but your flesh is what? Weak. Child of God, we have learned how to beat the flesh. When you wake up in the night and you physically stand up and start moving around. Stand up and start shouting aloud. Stand up and start making noise to yourself. For some of you, you may need to open your WhatsApp message and get distracted by many messages. When you reply two or three or four, your eyes will clear. Why is it only the day that the devil will push you to do WhatsApp? Let him push you for 5 minutes at night so that your eye will clear. You start praying. 20 days of glory will come and go, but your life must never remain the same. I must show you the system and the pattern to sustain glory. If you must sustain glory in your life, you must have an altar of what? Prayer. Let me wrap up like this. I told you I was going to share to you, but a man of God is here and he's loaded for us. So I'm going to stop somewhere around here. Are we here together? Yes. So 20 days of glory has helped you. And Jesus Christ, listen, the destiny that many of us carry, why you have to pray? Let me tell you something. Number one, I said temptation, is that not? If you don't pray, every time you'll be hearing people say things like, I don't know, I fell again, I fell again, I fell again. Check their life. I told you. When you were in primary school, they taught us that thing very well. Is that not? What did they teach us in primary school? 7 days make 1 week. 7 days without prayer make you weak. And when you are weak, Satan will flog you. So day one, you are there and you are just forming energy. Forming energy. You now come to church. We now put small fire inside of you on Tuesday service. You now go back on Wednesday. You're still there. On Thursday, you're staying alone. By the time it's Friday, Satan is already coming. God help her. I know your mumu button. Do you know Satan has faith that you will not pray? And guess what? God has faith that you will also do it. That's why he said, if God knows you will not do it, he won't say do it. If it's not possible to do it, God will not say do it. So do not allow the prophecy of Satan over your life be fulfilled. Be stubborn about it. Sometimes, child of God, you have to be stubborn about prayer. You set the time. Sometimes you are praying. You say it's 20 minutes I want to pray. You have prayed all the prayer you know to pray. And it's showing 7 minutes on your clock. Keep that clock and stay there. If you don't know what to say, what do? Leave me at the altar with my father. Just stay there. Just stay there. That is another form of what? Prayer. It's called quietness in his presence. You'll be shocked at what you will hear. If you are short of words, prayer has not ended. What God is saying is that you are talking too much. Calm down and listen. By the time you listen or you open scripture and you start reading, it is prayer you are praying. You open the Bible and start looking one, two. Before you know, prayer points will jump out. Before you know, you see something to pray about. Everyone, please, go and get that message. Prevailing by the power of what? Prayer. Make sure that this 20 days of glory does not end until you get it and start feeding again. And the Lord will strengthen our lives. One prayer point as we're going to pray, and say, Father, fireize my life with a prayer. Cause my life to see a new dimension of prayer. Rise up on your feet and let us pray. Let the prayer passion come upon me. Let the prayer passion come upon my life. In the name of Jesus. I can hear you, child of God. I want to hear you pray. Every chaff on my prayer altar. Every chaff on my prayer altar be burned to ashes. Be burned to ashes. Be burned to ashes. Be burned to ashes. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Look at me. I want you to pray this prayer very well. One day Bishop Edipo was in the minister's conference, was teaching. And when he was on teaching, he was talking about ministers and, you know, lackadaisical attitude towards prayer too. So he was now asking, he said, how can he survive in his life without praying? How can somebody really survive? Listen, Jesus did not survive without prayer. Jesus, somebody say Jesus. Son of the living God. Your role model. He prayed. Who are you? What are you carrying that will make you not pray? Prayer is a sign of humility. The Bible says Jesus will leave everything. I saw one scripture, maybe another time I'll show you. In the busyness of the day, Jesus will still shut down things and go back to pray. Why? He knew in his life that if he allows the chaff, busyness is a chaff. Are you what I'm saying? There are many chaffs that spoil your prayer altar. Busyness, unforgiveness, bitterness, unnecessary associations. They are chaffs. You will raise one prayer from your heart. Every chaff that is trying to quench my prayer altar, today in the name of Jesus, they are burnt to ashes. In the name of Jesus, I declare the chaff is burnt right now. My prayer altar comes back fresh. Go ahead and pray passionately. Just 35 seconds, can you pray?
As I travel, I will bring forth. 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 Supplication is coming upon you. The spirit of prayer and supplication is resting upon you. In the name of Jesus, whether or not it is convenient, you will pray. Amen. Strength to pray, receive.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, every chaff on your prayer altar, hindrances, distractions that the devil has positioned to ensure you will not generate the power required to drive your destiny to the next phase. Today, I declare the chaff be burnt in the name of Jesus. Be burnt in the name of Jesus. Receive prayer power in the name of Jesus. Receive prayer power in the name of Jesus. The discipline to pray, I declare it is instilled in you in the name of Jesus. Something just touched somebody's head right now. The power of prayer is coming upon you. The spirit of intercession is resting upon you. Not just for yourself alone, for many others that will need it. 1 minute praying the Holy Ghost. 1 minute praying the Holy Ghost. Father, we thank you tonight. We open up the channels of our spirit to receive insight and revelation. We know you have deposited things in the heart of your son. We ask, Lord, we are ready to receive. The channels of our spirit open up. And every single person here receive. As this prayer was going on, somebody, you are already healed in the name of Jesus. The hand of the Lord already touched you. You can feel a sensation around the left side of your body. The power of God is upon you right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayer. Can you celebrate Jesus, church? Celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We don't need to sit while we're standing. The man of God is set already. We don't need to sit. With a good God bless you, can we receive the ministry of God's servant, Pastor?